Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, celebrating 30 years of presenting classic jazz performers and emerging artists to San Francisco audiences. More information about the new performance hall and the musicians launching the inaugural season at the new SF Jazz Center this January at sfjazz.org.
Thank you. Thomas Marriott Group with Mark Taylor on soprano sax and Thomas on the flugelhorn. Bill Anschel, piano, Jeff Johnson, bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums, rounding out the group in a composition by Thomas Marriott named for his then one-year-old daughter, Little Frances. Thomas Marriott and Flexicon. Thomas Marriott's group is going to be playing next Tuesday night for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Sort of potpourri of things today. We're going to be listening to, well, some Grammy nominees. We're going to be listening to some artists who are appearing in Portland and Vancouver, as well as Seattle. And we'll listen to some things perhaps you haven't heard before. Hope you'll stay with us here over the next hour. I think we've got some interesting things coming up. This next one is a Grammy-nominated performance by a Portland musician, or at least she was a resident of Portland at one point, and she certainly cut her musical teeth there. I'm talking about Esperanza Spalding. She's going to be coming back to Portland for the Portland Jazz Festival coming up next month, and she's also going to be playing at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. Her latest CD is titled Radio Music Society, and it has been nominated for Best Jazz Vocal this year. The selection that we're about to hear is also nominated for Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying a Vocalist, and the arrangement is by Thara Memory and Esperanza Spalding. Thara Memory, trumpet player and educator, was one of Esperanza Spalding's main mentors, so it's really great that they're sharing in this honor of being nominated for a Grammy for this arrangement, which pays tribute to the City of Roses. That's what it's called. For Portland, Oregon, City of Roses, with Esperanza Spalding's bass and vocal, and the arrangement by Thara Memory and Esperanza.
City of Roses, City of Roses,
Jay Thomas from his brand new CD titled The Cats. And The Cats are Jay Thomas on tenor sax here, John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler drums, Chuck Kistler on bass. And we just heard them playing a Hank Mobley composition titled Soul Station from this album of Neo Boogaloo by the Jay Thomas Group. Before that, we were listening to the Portland-nourished young bass player, composer, and singer, Esperanza Spalding, from her Grammy-nominated CD, Radio Music Society. Esperanza Spalding singing her song called City of Roses, dedicated to her hometown, the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon. She's going to be back in town to perform at the Portland Jazz Festival in February and in Vancouver, BC, at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival in June. That CD has been nominated for a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal and also for the arrangement accompanying the vocal, which was by Esperanza Spalding and her mentor, Thara Memory. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Speaking of some favorite and top CDs of the past year, we do have online on jazzafterhours.org our picks for some of our favorite CDs from the past year, not just 10, but in different categories. For instance, we do have the best Northwest jazz CDs, my choice, 10 of them, and they're on that website, jazzafterhours.org. Click on Best Jazz CDs for more information on that. Taking a look at some things going on around the area today and looking ahead to next week, the Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Tulis, Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra there tonight. Tonight at the Royal Room, the all-star big band Storm begins the evening at 6:30, followed by Scrape, the contemporary string orchestra, playing at the Royal Room at 7:30. Peter White plays his last night at Jazz Alley tonight. Monday night, David Marriott Big Band will be at Tula's, and there's the Pavarotti session taking place in Ballard. Thomas Marriott plays for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Courtyard Marriott on Tuesday night. Hiroshima opens at Jazz Alley. They'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Hans Bremer plays at Bakes Place in Bellevue, and there's the Owl Jam on Tuesdays. Wednesday brings Freddie Cole to the Kirkland Performance Center, and the Acox Legacy Band continues at the New Orleans, the Legacy Band led by Clarence Acox. Steve Lucino Band will be playing the Cabaret Jazz Series at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts in Olympia on Friday night. This is part of a bi-monthly series featuring jazz composers. Steve Lucino Band playing this coming Friday. And Amy DeNile will be heading a special concert program on Friday and Saturday with the Tipton Sax Quartet and a Salish storyteller at the chapel. It's billed as Myth Understandings. Myth Understandings, Friday and Saturday at the chapel. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend, the Racer Sessions Festival will be going on at Cafe Racer. For more information and regular updates, see the KPLU calendar. There's also the SeattleJazzScene.com and Earshot.org with complete calendars. I thought we'd have a little music here from wonderful Vancouver guitarist Oliver Gannon, who's going to be playing next weekend at the Cellar in Vancouver. This is from a previous performance there. With Oliver Gannon on guitar, Miles Black is pianist, Miles Hill on bass, and Blaine Wickard on drums. The Oliver Gannon Quartet from a CD, That's What, playing a tune called Four Cats. Brent Jensen, soprano sax, Bill Anschel at the piano, Chris Simer on bass in a unique treatment of There'll Never Be Another You. It certainly grabs your attention because it moves in directions totally unexpected at times. Beautiful job. That's from the CD titled Blueprints, Anschel, Jensen, and Simer, one of our favorites from last year, part of our list of best Northwest jazz CDs of 2012 on our website at jazzafterhours.org. Before that, Oliver Gannon Quartet. Oliver Gannon, the guitarist, heard here with a group including Miles Black on piano, Miles Hill on bass, and Blaine Wickard on drums. We heard them doing a tune titled Four Cats, recorded live at the Cellar in Vancouver. And the Oliver Gannon Quartet's going to be back at the Cellar next weekend, Friday and Saturday. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. If there's ever anything that you'd like us to share with others, be sure to let us know. We enjoy picking the tunes for you and hope you're enjoying them. This next one is a new discovery for me. It's a Portland guitarist, and I wasn't even aware he was from Portland when I first encountered this recording. It was only later I learned he was from Portland. It's a solo guitar album, acoustic guitar at that, and it's a reimagining of the Miles Davis tunes for Kind of Blue, and he calls his album A Different Kind of Blue. Eric Skye is the guitarist. When he's not on the road, you can catch him on Saturday mornings in Portland playing from 10 a.m. to noon at the Flying Cat Coffee. But this is his version of the tune All Blues by Miles Davis, and it starts off with an attention-grabbing run here. Thank you.
use for other sweets of any kind since the day you came around. From the start, I instantly made up my mind. Sweeter sweetness can't be found. You're so sweet, can't be beat. Nothing sweeter ever stood on feet. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. And when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're my sweeter, goodness knows, my honeysuckle rose. I don't buy sugar, well, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, so sweet when you stir it up. When I take a sip from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, ooh, my honeysuckle rose. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they sleep out with me. I hope that goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers up inside, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When you're taking sips from your tasty lips, seems that it fairly drips. You're my sweet, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Couple of great singers from Portland, Mary Catterly and Nancy King, backed up here by Dan Gaynor on piano, Dan Gildea guitar, and Bill Athens on bass, doing the combination of Honeysuckle Rose and Scrapple from the Apple. Honeysuckle Rose by Fats Waller, sung mostly by Mary Catterly and Nancy King, scatting on Charlie Parker's Scrapple from the Apple, which is based on the chord changes of Honeysuckle Rose. Mary Catterly and Nancy King, and thanks to Mary for sending us a copy of that to share it with you. Before that, another Portland musician, we were listening to Eric Sky from his solo acoustic guitar album, A Different Kind of Blue, and we heard him playing all blues, getting down to blues roots in his flavoring on that Miles Davis tune. So What, Freddie Freeloader, Blue and Green, Flamenco Sketches, and All Blues included in this album, Revisiting, and A Different Kind of Blue by Eric Sky. Speaking of Portland, we mentioned briefly earlier that the Portland Jazz Festival is coming up next month. It runs February 15th through the 24th. Both Mary Catterley and Nancy King are going to be singing during the festival, but lots of guest artists as well. Esperanza Spalding is going to be back in town. ACS, that's Jerry Allen, Terry Lynn Carrington, and Esperanza Spalding together. Jack DeJohnette, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Patricia Barber, Afro-Cuban All-Stars, Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts, Kenny Garrett, Gerald Wilson, Steve Kuhn, Scott Hamilton, and more, all coming up for the Portland Jazz Festival. And if you'd like more information on that, you can see their website at pdxjazz.com. We'll finish out today with some music from the Steve Lucino Band, which is going to be playing in the upcoming series of concerts, Local Jazz Composers in Olympia. Burt Wilson played one a couple of months ago. Steve Lucino's featured this month. Others coming up are Mark Smason and Jim Pribilnell. And these concerts are given bimonthly at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts Black Box Theater. It's cabaret style, so it's informal and a chance to visit some new music. Steve Lucino Band will include Steve, John Croken, Phil Lawson, and Drew Gibbs performing on this occasion. Steve sent us one recording by his band from a few years ago doing a tune called Strawberry Kiss, Steve Lucino Band. Thank you. the Steve Lucino band of a couple of seasons back, I believe. Steve Lucino playing guitar on this one, his composition, Strawberry Kiss. Ryan Burns was at the keyboards, and that accounts for the vibe-like sound in there. David Snodgrass was on drums, and it was a double bass quartet. That is, two basses, two double basses. The bass was Laurie Gardner, and the lead bass, Chris Simer. Two-string basses with guitarist Steve Lucino, who's going to be bringing his group to perform at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts in Olympia next Friday night in the Cabaret Jazz Series. That's our show for today. Thanks a lot for listening. You've been listening to Jazz Northwest. We're here every Sunday afternoon at this time, featuring some of the great jazz talent living around the Pacific Northwest from Portland to Vancouver. We'll be back again next week at the same time with Greta Matassa in concert. We recorded Greta's concert in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum last Thursday. Highlights from that concert will be broadcast next Sunday at this time. Hope you can join us then. And a reminder that our picks for some of the exceptional jazz CDs out of the Northwest are available online on our website at jazzafterhours.org. Click on Best Jazz CDs for several lists of some of our favorite CDs from the past year. On the web at jazzafterhours.org. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.